it's bad. I used to be bad about having malaria. And the first round of Ativan I ever took, and that's been, it was in 1932, I think. And I've never had it more.
Did you ever take this white bitter tasting powder for it?
Quinine? Yeah, and I'm allergic to quinine. It just poisons me to death nearly.
What about iodine? Do people still use that?
I think some people does use it. Now, I never could use iodine. I'm allergic to that. It'll just blister me and make big sores. I used to put them cuts or stings or anything when I was young, you know, and a child especially. People use it a good bit, you know, like that. And every time he'd make the biggest blisters you ever saw, and then they'd get infected. Well, when I got big enough to have sense enough to tell the doctor about it, he said not use iodine no more.
Yes, ma'am.
And a doctor told me, the last doctor that ever gave me a dose of quinine, he said, don't you never take another dose of quinine, nor calomel. That was a medicine they used to give for malaria. And I can't take cortisone. And me with arthritis. And that is the deal here, you know, so many of them takes it. And Dr. gave me a shot of cortisone one morning. And in just a few minutes, I had those old tremors and seeing all kinds of old faces and seeing people just half of a face and like they talk about drunks having, you know. And I went to thinking I was just getting so weak to look like I couldn't. And I was determined not to lie there on that bed and weaken away. And I kept wiggling till I got over on the side and caught the side of the bed rail. And if I didn't pull up from there to where I could pull the phone up to me, my boys had this phone put in here and that one in there, so I wouldn't have to trail back and forth. And the doctor said, whatever I done to keep the phone right by my bed. And I got that phone and called my neighbor down the street. I said, run to me quick with some hot soup. I'm nearly dead. Seemed to me like I just thought about that. And I'll always believe she done had it made. She got there so quick with it. And she come in with a great big bowl of it. And I could still see me with my eyes wide open and looking everywhere, and them things were just to come in, the office looking things, you know. And I just grabbed that bowl and went to drinking out of it. And did you know that in a little bit I began to calm down and them things began to clear up and get away, and I began to feel stronger. And I think it was that hot soup. Dr. said it was. And it like scared him to death when I told him about it. He said, now listen, I'm gonna put that on your chart that you are not to have any more cortisone.
You had a bad reaction, didn't you?
Dr. has got it on his chart up there at Jackson too, about the quinine and the cortisone.
Yes, ma'am. You ever hear of a disease around here that